Put dyes in your washing machine, finest dyes you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing, D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Hello, Bowling.
Oh, come in, Dr. Hewitt. What are you doing here this time of night?
I noticed your light up on the board. I thought perhaps you were in surgery. An emergency?
No, just standing by. What about you? I was under the impression that a child psychologist was able to keep fairly reasonable hours. Cigarette?
No, I'll smoke my pipe, if you don't mind.
I think I can stand it.
I just brought in a so-called problem child. I've been working with the youngster and his parents for the past month.
Who's the problem, the child or the parents?
Well, there's an involved case history. For the past number of days, the youngster's refused food. Finally reneged on liquids. Became dehydrated. Had to bring him in. If I can keep the parents away from the boy, I think I'll be able to accomplish something. How's the white youngster? Condition changed any?
Not too much. He's running a slight temperature.
You know, Bowling, that accident was certainly tragic. How's the boy's mother taking it?
To the casual observer, quite calmly, I should say. But knowing Mater as I do, well, you, the woman's on the verge of a breakdown. Can't keep her away from the hospital. She spent the past few nights here. I haven't the heart to tell her she can't stay.
It's rather ironical, don't you think? The injury the boy sustained should have happened during a boxing lesson. I'll never forget that youngster. His reactions, the few hours he spent with me in my office. His rejection of boxing gloves. Of all the things he was afraid of. The newspaper accounts made some mention of the fact that he slipped. Backed against the ropes, lost his balance.
That's about the story.
The backing against the ropes is what struck me so forcibly.
What do you mean?
Fear. Oh, of course it was an accident, but as I picture it, the backing away was significant.
I wouldn't want Mater to know that. You know, I thought that after Chucky was brought here and we made a diagnosis, the seriousness of his condition would have brought Mater and her husband a little closer together.
You couldn't possibly have thought that, Bowling. If I may judge of Mrs. White at all, by this time she must hate the man. She undoubtedly must blame him for what's happened. She told me how averse she was, particularly to boxing lessons, because she knew the child's fear of any physical pain.
She not only blames her husband, she blames herself. Hewitt, how long are you going to be in the hospital?
Oh, a few hours.
The maid is in the waiting room or in the son's room. Why don't you go up and talk to her? I think it'd do her a world of good.
I'll be glad to.
Room 501.
Room 501. A change in Chucky's condition. A favorable change? That's what Mater, the child's mother, believes. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white whitewashes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds.
Authentic door-to-door interviews prove it conclusively. More and more women who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are going back to Duds. Listen to these reports. First call, house on corner.
Mrs. L.R., mother of two children. Husband repairs furnaces, has heavily soiled work clothes. She washes three times a week in machine, rinses once in hot water. Has tried some of the no-rinse products, but her hands couldn't take it. Came back to Duds for really white washes and real kindness to hands.
Next call.
Mrs. B.A. answered door. Was ironing a stack of men's shirts, all beautifully white. Uses mother's washing machine, rinses twice. Has tried many washing powders, but always comes back to Duds. Likes the way it treats her hands and is proud of her white Duds washes.
Authentic interviews like these prove the swing is back to Duds for white washes without red hands. So if one of those no-rinse chemicals is making your hands suffer on wash day, then climb aboard the Duds bandwagon.
Only Duds of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Duds gets clothes so white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Duds does everything. For white washes without red hands, get Duds today.
Chucky, Mother's here. Just you and Mother. Chucky, can't you hear me? Try, darling. Try to hear me. You've been sleeping a long time, Chucky. It's time to wake up. Darling, listen to me. There are so many, many things we have to plan together. Things that we're going to do together. You and Mommy. Chucky, you do hear me, don't you, darling?
Afraid.
No, there's nothing to be afraid of anymore. Chucky, you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up. You can hear me, can't you? You're moving, there's color in your cheeks. No, Chucky, no. Mommy is here. Everything's going to be all right.
Go away, Daddy. Go.
You're talking. Chucky, open your eyes. Open your eyes. I'm here. Miss Ross. No, I'll put on the light. Chucky, talk to me again.
Mother.
Yes, darling, yes, it's your mother.
Mrs. White.
Dr. Hewitt, it's going to be all right. Chucky's talking. I'm not imagining it. This is the first time. You see? You hear? Chucky's talking. He's awake.
No, Mrs. White. He isn't awake.
But he said, Mother, and afraid. And he said, Daddy, go away. He'll open his eyes in a minute, won't he? And then we'll know. We'll know the waiting is over.
It is over, Dr. Hewitt. Is Dr. Bowling still in the hospital?
Yes, he's still here. Where is the nurse?
She went to get a bite to eat. Oh, Dr. Hewitt.
He isn't awake, Mrs. White.
But I've been talking to him. He heard me. I'm sure he did.
No.
Then...
I'll call Dr. Bowling.
Wait. No box. No box. Go away.
No, no, Chucky. It's all right.
This is Dr. Hewitt. Will you ring for Dr. Bowling, please?
It's going to be all right. Open your eyes. Yes, that's right. Dr. Hewitt, look.
Mother.
Yes, Chucky, don't close your eyes again. You did see me, Chucky. You know I'm here.
Well, he's somewhere in the hospital. Yes, 501. Thank you.
Dr. Hewitt, did you see he opened his eyes? He recognized
him. No, Mrs. White. He isn't conscious.
What? Well, how do you explain it? How can you? He said, Mother, he knows I'm here. He doesn't want his father. And he's afraid. Dr. Short, you talk to him. You know how to talk to him. He mustn't be afraid. Not anymore.
Chucky.
There, you see. He's opening his eyes.
Chucky. Look at me.
Stay with Mother. Go away, Daddy.
Chucky. He doesn't recognize me. And he doesn't recognize you.
But how... This is the first time he's talked since he was brought here.
Oh, there you are, Bowling.
Ross, Chucky talked to me. He opened his eyes. He recognized me.
No, no, Mrs. White. He didn't recognize you.
He looks rather flushed, doesn't he?
Yes.
Mater, I want to examine Chucky. Will you go into the waiting room?
No.
I'll be with you shortly.
Come along, Mrs. White.
But he's awake. I want him to know that I'm here.
I'll take care of everything, Mater. Please.
All right, Ross. Don't be too long.
I won't.
Go away, Daddy. I'm afraid.
I hope I'm wrong.
This comes direct from D-U-Z to Y-O-U. White whitewashes without red hands. Yes, white whitewashes without red hands. That does a special promise to every one of you whose hands are taking a beating on wash day.
That's right. If you've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for your wash and noticed they were doing things to your hands, then try this.
Next wash day, change to does. Then ask yourself this question. Have you ever seen clothes so clean and fresh? Towels and linen so gleaming white, colors so bright. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully white and clean, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything.
For white white washes without red hands. Get Dove today.
Dr. Bowling diagnoses a change that has taken place in Chucky's condition. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.